guess I'm just not built that way. I'm not very good. I can't play that well. But my brother, he's very good. My brother's in the NHL. 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 I remember the day they all piled into the truck and headed for the draft. I stayed down on the farm. One of the heifers was having a calf. I'm not bitter, I know everybody's got their lot. But it's 5 in the morning and I'm just wishing for a little of what he got. Did you see him last night? He went upstairs, he went the 5 hole. But the one that gave him the trick, you ever seen such a pretty goal? 'Cause I'm not very good. I'm not tough in the corners, I'm just not built that way. I'm not very good, I can't play that well. But my brother, he's very good. My brother's in the NHL. My brother's in the NHL. Brothers in the NHL. And my cousins are in the NHL. And my grandfather, he played for the Toronto St. Pat's. And my great uncle George on my mother's side, well, he played for the Vancouver Millionaires. My brother's in the NHL. My brother's in the NHL. My brother's in the NHL.
That's a song called My Brother's in the NHL by local Toronto musician Tyler Ellis. He's also a school teacher and one hell of a songwriter. I love that song and I've been listening to it and actually playing it for years now. Met Tyler at the open stage at Scruffy Murphy's, which was on Yonge and Eglinton. There used to be a huge sort of scene there for open stages and it was very cool to meet him, and we're still buddies and still write songs together. So very cool stuff. Before that, Asanabi with Somebody Else. Brand new music from this incredible performer who has had one hell of a year. His album was nominated for the long list on the Polaris Prize. He was nominated for a Juno Award, won a bunch of awards at CMW and the Summer Solstice Awards. So congratulations to Asanabi. He's having a great year. And this song is Smokin'. We've got another song from the early 90s. It's a bit of a theme here going on. I was really digging deep into my early 90s jams, and Color Me Bad was one of them. This is I Want to Sex You Up on the Jukebox.
TikTok, you don't stop, stop. To the 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 TikTok,
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Blame It on the Rain, Milli Vanilli. And this song is one of those songs that is a guilty pleasure in my book. I loved the record. When it came out, it was played all over the radio. And then obviously we know the story of how they were lip syncing. It's too bad they didn't release this music now, because most people out there, I think, are lip syncing, or at least on auto-tune to make them sound better. So I feel really bad for Milli Vanilli. They were ahead of their time in terms of faking it, I guess. But really cool song, and I can't say that they faked their dance moves, because those were absolutely rad. They won the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1988. So crazy, huh? We also have music coming up from Jerry Serrata, and he's from Manitoba, southern Manitoba, and he's got a brand new song and album. The album's called My Favorite Sin, and the song is called Lighthouse. That's coming up. We also have good friend Sasha, and she's been doing some amazing stuff in Nashville. I ran into her at the Country Music Ontario Awards, and we had a great time. She had a great performance and has released a song called Confident, and it's doing really well. She's from Warkworth, Ontario, and like I said, living it up in Nashville and chasing her dream. We also have something from an incredible group called the Silver Wolf Band, and they are from Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Labrador. This is the second track on their album, Storms and Prayers, and that's coming up for your listening pleasure. Before we get to that, we got some music from Sam Roberts out of Montreal. He is Can Rock Glory, and this song is charting really well on the rock charts here in Canada. It's called I Dream of You. Here's Sam Roberts on the jukebox.
Slip inside and dream a little dream of you, a dream of you. Yes, I do, a dream of you. Well, some love just can't be explained. I guess this must be one of those times. I was born in the driving rain. Now I wanna see you blue. The skies are blue, 'cause of you, the skies are blue. I dream of you, yes I do, I dream of you. And there are days when the smile on my face is nowhere that it can be found. To escape this trouble, we'll put you in the ground. And there's a light that shines deep inside, a fire you can't do without. And every night when I close my eyes, I'm gonna dream of you, no doubt. I'll dream of you, no doubt. We'll be right back.
no such thing, there's no such thing, and I know, I know. So I'm told, and so it goes, man, you bear no load you weren't meant to carry. The 50 pound is soaking wet, but I could see.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on. I could stop saying sorry, even when I say something I mean.
out of stubbornness and fear, run into walls I built myself and caused my share of tears. I've been lost out on the ocean, fighting hard to find the truth. She's the thing that's given me the place to come back to. She guides me home. When I'm caught out in the storm, she's direction, she's a compass. When I get in my own way, she reaches out even when I'm fighting through the waves. She guides me home. When I'm drifting, she gives me hope. When I'm sinking, when the sky something in the man I want to be, 'cause through my roughest waters, she's been waiting there for me. She guides me home. When I'm drifting, she gives me home.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2021, La Soufriere volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted. Heavy volcanic ash blanketed much of the island, covering streets, yards, and farm fields, and it caused structural damage to thousands of homes. Now, people are using some of that volcanic ash to help rebuild.
We looked at, well, how can we use this waste material to reduce some of the reconstruction cost.
Andy Stoffleth is executive director for the Caribbean region at SBP, a disaster recovery nonprofit. His group is partnering with the government of St. Vincent on a pilot project to manufacture concrete blocks made partly from volcanic ash. Typical concrete is made using cement, in a process that generates a lot of carbon pollution. The concrete that Stoffleth's group developed requires 15% less cement, and it's cheaper because it uses locally abundant waste material instead.
By building something small scale and local, using a resource that's readily available, we're reducing transportation costs, we're reducing emissions.
So he says it could be an affordable and sustainable approach to rebuilding communities damaged by volcanic eruptions. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.